So how are you? It feels a little different, isn't it? To me in this body and the mind. Some of you look like Ananda Prabhu, would you be willing to share a little bit? It's how are you? It's not the real question,
Grateful.
It's very difficult for me, as maybe an older brother to you, not necessarily older by realization, but older by years. To describe what I feel in my heart, I want to tell you now when the retreat is really, we have achieved more or less what we want. Tomorrow we will have a Sankalpa ceremony in Vrindakund, a ceremony which will empower you to take along what you have gotten, what you have realized, the gifts and the presents which you have gotten from around the body. Anyways, but now, the hard work is over. I can only say congratulations, you did great. I'm so proud of you, really. As an older brother, I must tell you my own relationship to the Holy Name. Let me say, it's a long-lasting one. It started when I was 12 years old and visited the musical hair where the chanting was going on. And although those who chanted were actors, like Marsha Hunt, that was a famous singer at that time, the mantra left such a profound impression on my own heart that I felt that this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Dum 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 Dum. This was the hair melody. It stayed with me for a long, long time. And I knew my life would be permanently changed by this mantra. Then one of the persons who was very dear to me, it was the guitar player of the Rolling Stones. Still can remember the name for you, but it's Vashana and I don't want to try. He had died Rolling Stones is not the Beatles. So he had died and our whole generation was crying tears for 1 week. And I remember there was this TV ambition. It was called The Beaten Club. And it showed the remaining members of the band, a big band, Rolling Stones. It's a big multi-million musical business. The members of the band were profoundly affected by the death and were also grieving and were explaining something. I don't know what it was any longer. And then I do remember the announcer said, because we are all so shocked about the death of our dear musical friend. We have now a special music band for you, which will help us overcome the grief. And the next thing was it's called the Radha Krishna Temple.
Wow!
I said before the TV, and then I saw the shaved up devotees, Syama, Sunda Prabhu, Mukunda Prabhu, Tama Krishna, Prabhu at that time, Malati, and they were Yamuna, and they were singing Hare Krishna in the TV. And I don't know, after that, I felt no longer bereavement. I felt well and happy. I do remember that. I was only a small child, maybe 13 years old, 14 years old, and I felt, well, whenever I feel miserable, I will sing Hare Krishna. And soon, I was known as the Hare Krishna in our school, because I never could take the school very serious, so I never prepared for my examinations. And I always was very nervous, and I often failed the examinations. And so I was a little miserable, and therefore I always chant Hare Krishna. I remember, I had not yet met the devotees, but I was known in our school as the Hare Krishna singer. Because the mantra had impressed my heart very much. So, then I had the good fortune to meet Srila Prabhupada and decide to try to become Bhakta, a devotee of the Lord. And I chanted Hare Krishna for a long time, like we do, 16 rounds a day, keeps Maya away, and all that. Then I remember it was when I was a little older, maybe 45 years old or so, 42 years old, I noticed I hadn't really a divine experience of Krishna. And I felt this was a problem. And at that time I became very curious, how can an individual meet the Lord? How can he make an experience? And then I discovered my old friend again, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Somehow I became interested to chant and learn more about chanting, and I remember I started to go every year for one whole month to Vrindavan and live out in the forests of Braj, under trees, in caves, by myself. I had one helper with me, and I just chanted from morning till evening the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I felt this is what I could really do to serve Krishna and to serve Radharani in the months of Kartik, and to also experience or get to know what is Krishna consciousness. By that time I had understood that my intelligence, my mind could never reach to the spiritual world. The spiritual world, however, could come to me. In other words, I couldn't reach Krishna on my own endeavors, but Krishna could, if he so wanted, come to me and my tongue and later reveal himself in the heart. And this is many years ago. I just did this. I don't know what made this faith so strong, but I just had faith to do this. And I had a mystical experience, I guess, which made this faith deep. Are you interested to hear about this?
Yes. Yes.
See, we just had acquired what was known at that time the Govardhan Palace. Now it's known as the Bhaktivedanta Ashram. And there were two or three devotees living there. I remember we always had to negotiate with the mafioso of Govardhan who could occupy which room, because this mafioso with 50 gangsters claimed ownership of the Govardhan Palace. The mafioso was such a big monkey, and he lived in those rooms, you know, with this harem and so on, and you know, we had to always, no, now it's our room, and he didn't have believe that. These were the days. Ramakrishna Maharaj at that time was also staying sometimes for a short time, and we chanted. It was not inhabited. It was really like an ancient fortress, but a ruin, more or less. So I felt I should experience Braj, and I bought a simple bicycle for $25, and then I went every day to Govardhan and chanted. Now one day, this is very important for my spiritual life, and one day I went into the inner area of Giriraj, not on top, but just before him. At that time there was no path around Giriraj like it is now. The inner path, in other words, was not existing. And I chanted. And I remember, as I chanted, you must know, before I came to Krishna consciousness, I was like all the young people of my generation, extremely fascinated by music. So as I chanted, I saw the record cover of a record called Electric Ladyland by Jimi Hendrix. It was full with Matajis who were not at all dressed. So I saw this in my mind as I was chanting, and I was thinking, oops, Krishna. And I opened my eyes. And when I opened my eyes, I saw about 300 monkey couples. I don't know if they were married. doing, you know, breaking the regulated principles with each other. So I saw Giriraj started to make life difficult for me in my chanting. I was really not even in desert land, I was in Maya land. And the next thing I heard in all this was from Yatipur, a concert from Led Zeppelin, which was also against the rules and regulations. I couldn't get out of the monkeys because they were so much engaged that they would bite me if I would step on them. And I thought, what is going on here? And I remember what was going on. I had chanted so much, which was much for me, and I met what Durijan Prabhu called 2 days ago. I met my worst enemy, the mind, and all these samskaras and impressions which were there from my previous life. I mean, previous means from the life before I came to Krishna consciousness. And that mind was just making it impossible for me to continue. The music was so loud. It was a Maya music. The mind is connected with Maya illusions, as you know. And I saw these not very encouraging scenes for someone who is trying to live a celibate life. And at that time, I remembered, I called out the holy name for the first time in my life. I could understand that I'm a very foreign soul and I needed help from above. And I remember I chanted, Hare Krishna. I really chanted. And then Krishna came in a very, very nice and convincing way. So that now I'm very convinced that everything is indeed in the holy name. You just have to go through some obstacles maybe of your own Shraddha, and maybe also obstacles of Maya, who becomes extremely intense when she sees that someone is trying to escape her rule. What I perceived at that time in Giriraj, I mean, there cannot be any music of any of this loud music, because you need voltages and electricity to a degree which is not available in India, the villages, to amplify such a music. And the monkeys, from where did they come, you know, why were they all around me? They were clearly sent by the illusory energy. All this was sent, and it went away like darkness goes when the sun rises. So since that time, I have great faith in chanting. I'm not at all a good chanter, as those who saw me chanting witness. I'm not. I have a very vata mind, unconcentrated mind at all. But I have seen something in the holy name, and I know that my own spiritual master has put all the emphasis on chanting the holy name. He has said of all his instructions, he considered the chanting to be of utmost importance. He said that's the most important instruction of the spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan before he came. He chanted a minimum of 64 rounds each day, sometimes more. Prabhupada had great faith in the holy name, and therefore I'm feeling always very grateful when devotees like you come together. And then we can make this journey together, the journey of the holy name. And I want to really assure you, that time when you didn't feel so well by chanting today, usually it's biologically between 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock, that's a tough time. Every sadhaka knows this. That's when those who live in Kutriyas go out for Madhukari. This is really the tough time. But even those who might sometimes be dry, please hear this from your older unenlightened brother. Please believe what he says. It's God. It's good enough if you try. Krishna sees it. Krishna is pleased. You may not be pleased and may just be struggling and think of Electric Ladyland or Electric Manland and Prashadam and your own mistakes, you know, in spiritual life. But Krishna is impressed, especially if you go through that period and continue to chant. So I really want to encourage all of you, and I want to invite you formally to our next Japa retreat in 1 year. Don't say it immediately, Hari Bol, before you know what it is. We are trying to organize the Japa retreat on different levels, level A, B, and C. And we want to really perfect this art, Guru Jan Prabhu and other devotees, so that we can really deliver us a present for the devotees and make you good chanters. And when you are good chanters, you make to Godhead, make home. Prabhupada said this before he left the body, he said, I had a dream. It was only 2 weeks before he left the body. I saw a ship, and on the ship were chanters, and they all went back to God. That is more or less bringing to our attention what Srila Prabhupada thought about the holy name. We just chant together, we are on the ship, and we go back home, back to God. Yes. So, yes, since in my own personal life, I have seen when you contact the holy name even a little bit, you leave the material bird on the ship of the holy name. Oh, says Lord Shantas Thakur, I know my Gauranga, he has kept a boat. In this boat, it's the boat of the holy name. He invites everyone. Come, brothers. Come, sisters. Go in the boat, he says, and cross the ocean of material life. He says like this. So the song is Who Will Go? That's the name of the song, Who Will Go? Who will not go on the ship, I asked you. So this is a little... let me say, I could tell you many personal things about my own journey in chanting. I request your blessings and your well wishes. I was trying my best to serve you and to not be in the way between you and the holy name. This is Bhurijan Prabhu's whole point in making retreats. He once told me that his personal approach to making retreats is to bring devotees to a situation where they can decide for Krishna and then step away and let them alone with Krishna. He is a very, very mature Vaishnava, very experienced and very wise and very concerned and loving. I think you have seen. Good. I thought today we could sing just a little bit our theme song, and then I don't know if it is in your interest. I wanted to talk about Radharani. Because it's we are in Vashana, it seems to be the right place to do that. Just briefly, I wanted to sing a few names, Radharani, and so on. We have now crossed the mountain, we are in the valley. Let the lassie and the cakes come now. There is the singing of the holy name and some good Krishna katha or Radha katha. That's the idea. Tomorrow, I want to say already now. No, then we will all forget it. Can you remind me that I wanted to say something about a magical basket? Just remember this. Who is good at remembering? You are good. Bayahari. Magical basket. And don't let me go without this. I have to explain about this. So please, once again, sit down properly. No. I'm no longer your drilling surgeon. I can do whatever you wish, except for lying down. Java retreat next year? Yes, we are organizing. Now for next year, we want to do something where we teach some more. Yeah, some wonderful chanting techniques or meditations, really, a little on a higher level. I wanted to do this today, this Java retreat, but the way, I noticed that all of you were saying, that was the message, Maharaj, not too much lectures, please. We want to chant. I remember I was very keen, and you know, after all, I'm not a humble person, but at least I'm trying to be your servant. So I took that very serious, and became silent. I don't have to talk so much, although I like to talk, obviously. But so this year I couldn't bring in everything I wanted. But don't worry. Radharani did many things on this Japa retreat with all of you. It's good if facilitators see when it's their time to step back, that they step back and let the transcendental atmosphere or the transcendental plan take over. And you know, today and yesterday, and also on Vilasgar, I don't know, you live very much with your own japa. But you know, when you are in a situation like the facilitator, and you just go around and you think, wow, these devotees are my gurus, they are the best. You feel like this. You were really doing it. You were working. See, it doesn't matter that you are, whether or not you are in total ecstasy. Sometimes forget about your own ecstasy. Just give pleasure. Just try, and then the ecstasy will come. You will see when you're back in your countries, you will be different. Now you are still like a patient who's just waking up, you know, doesn't even know that he has a new leg.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale Shrimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve
the mind of Madhava, although endeavoring to do so.
The flute song calls the name Radhika. Come here, Radhe. Throughout the whole night, Syam plays on his flute. And the flute says, Esho, Esho, Radhe.
Esho, Esho, Radhe.
Come, come, come. Yeah. When the Sri Rasa Mandala comes to a halt, it is because Krishna has gone to search for beloved Radha. Deep in the forest, Kana is weeping and calls out, Please appear, O Radhe, kindly save my life. In a secluded grove, embracing Radhika, Hari regains his life and soul and is relieved. Lord Krishna says, Without you, O Radha, where is the rasa dance? Only because you are here, Radha, do I live in Raj. That's Bhagavad Gita. Only because you are here, Radha, do I live in Raj. At the lotus feet of such a Radhika, this Bhakti Vinoda says, weeping, Please, Radharani, count me among your personal associates and make me your maidservant and keep me as your own protected Palyadasi. There's a beautiful story how Krishna in Leela first fell in love with Srimati Radhika. It was when he was still young, when his cowherd boyfriend noticed that something had happened with Syam. Syam would always in the past be with them, wrestle with them, play his flute, engage in many competitions. But then, since the time he had defeated the Kaliya demon, and afterwards when all the Brijvasis were in the forest, sleeping at the bank of the Yamuna, something had happened with Syam. The cowherd boys didn't really know what. He would sometimes go alone into the forest, and when they would find him, he would have tears in his eyes. So one day, his good friend Subal found Krishna was missing. And sensing that he could be, he went to a lonely spot in the forest, and there he saw Syamasundar alone on a stone, being morose. What is with you? Please tell me. We are all wondering. You are so different. Oh, nothing, nothing, said Krishna, and turned his back to Subal. Subal said, by your external symptoms I can see that something is stirring your heart internally. What it is? That moment he could see a tear coming out of his beloved Lord Krishna's eyes. It was running over the dust-covered chest, which was so black. And then Subal put his hand to stop the tear. Oh, it was very hot. So said Subal, nothing is happening to my friend Krishna. He's just crying like this. What is ruining your mind so much? Tell me. At that time, Krishna spoke his heart. He said, Subhan, you are very dear to me. To you, I can say. Whenever I pass by the palace of Maharaj Vrishabhanu, I see on the roof or on the balcony, I'm not sure, something which looks like a golden flash of light. And this moves my heart. Do you know what this is? Oh, oh, this is the beautiful daughter of Maharaj Vrishabhanu. It's Srimati Radhika. Please, find a way, said Krishna, to bring me to Radha. Now meanwhile, Srimati Radharani was in a similar situation. She had confided one day in Lalita Shakti and had said to Lalita, a very good bosom friend, I don't know what has happened to me. I'm in love with three people at the same time. When I heard the name Syam, I decided to give my life to the person who bears this beautiful name. But then, one day, as I was on the palace balcony, I saw a person passing down on the lane before the palace in the gully, gully means road, playing his flute and having a peacock feather. And since that time, I love these two people, the person whose name is Syam, whom I have never seen, and this person who plays the flute before my palace. And what is more unfortunate, I'm in love with even a third person. This morning, Vishakha showed me a painting of the most wonderful person who stands under a tree in a threefold bending form. It who brings the fruit to his bimba fruit-like limbs and whose fingers are in the hole of this fruit. I'm so bewildered. I will give up my life in one day or two. Three people at once. This is too much. This is not chaste. This is not proper. Lalita smiles and says, oh, my dear friend Radha, the person who has the name Syam, the person who walks by the palace playing this flute in novel and creative ways, and the person whom you have seen on a picture are all the same person. It's your beloved Lord, your eternal Lord, Syamasundara. One person. And Lalita, I beg you, please find a way so that we can meet. So both Krishna as well as Srimati Radharani have expressed their minds to their dear companions, Subal and Lalita. And now it's only a question of time when they meet. My dear devotees, I'm not qualified to talk about the first meeting of Radha and Syamasundara, but I will tell you about another meeting where I feel it is appropriate. I must also be very careful to stay, because this is such a wonderful chance to glorify Radha and Sam Sona to do this service, that I really want to stay in my limits. They met, and it is wonderful to describe how they meet. The last minute, Radharani says to Lalita, bring me home, bring me immediately home. I don't want to meet him. You know, it's very, 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 very wonderful. But I feel it is, I'm not qualified to talk. But I want to talk about another thing, and a surprise, another meeting. Once Krishna, it was noon time, sat in the forest, and he said to Subal, I will die, I will give up my life by drinking poison if I cannot meet Radha now. Subal is very difficult. Radha is married in Yavat, and her stepmother Yatila is watching every single step of him. Somehow she thinks Radha, who's married to her son Abhimanyu, is full of love and affection for you only. And she's guarding the entrance of Radharani almost like a lion guards his prey. There is no possibility for Radha to come out. There's the poison. Dear, slowly, slowly. Well, if it's that serious, I will find a way to bring her. Yes. So, Subal starts to walk, and while he walks, he has an idea. He goes to Yavat, where Yatila sits in the entrance of the house, like this, with her whole body just guarding it. Subal comes running by. Hey, says Yatila, you are associated with the black snakes. Yeah. Out here, out, you have no business here. One of my small bullets has just run away from our herd, and he's very lost and very depressed. I need to find him. I have only cowherding business. So Yatila is a cowherding lady and knows about the distress of young bulls who have no who look for their mothers. Just go searching, Subal, search everywhere. Have you found the bull? Yatila. No, my bull is very temperamental. Maybe he has run into the encampment of your house. And maybe he's inside. Okay, look inside. So then Subal crosses over the feet of Yatila. And he feels the intensity of those feet. Big feet. Old feet. And it goes inside and goes to Radharani. And it says, Radha, Sam Sundar wants to meet you. Yes, Radha, I'm trying out. I'm dying in a few hours or so. I want to meet him. But Yatila is in the door entrance. Not even air can escape from here. And she has eaten her lunch. Now she's very comfortably situated. So Baal said, I have an idea. You have the most beautiful face, Kishori. It is with a blue eyes and the complexion of a gold moon. And people in Braj say, I also have a face like the face of the moon, the full moon. So why don't we exchange cloths? I will dress up as Radha and you dress up as Subal. Radha says, oh, blessed amongst the thinkers. You look like a lady from the gym downwards. There is a great difference between the outer appearance of men and ladies from the gym downwards. I might have thought about this since a while. I came in here under the pretext of looking for a bull, my small bull. So he takes us some bull, and you just carry the bull like this from the chin downwards. Yes, but my voice is higher than yours. No, just very indistinctly say something if there's a need to say something. But Yatila has eaten and she's now lazy and digesting. There will not be much conversation. So they exchange the dresses, of course, in very separate corners or quarters. And then Srimati Radharani in the dress of Subal, carrying a little bull, comes to the door where there is the dragoon. So says Yatila, Subal, have you found your bull? Then quick, run, get out here. Goes to the area which Subal has described, the area where Krishna bathes. Krishna sees Subal coming, or Radha in the dress of Subal, and immediately is desperate. Oh no, Subal, you didn't bring Radha, you came alone. So Radharani doesn't give her identity, give way of her identity. She goes just closer to Syam. And as she is next to Syam, Syamasundara, she witnesses what gives her so much pleasure in her heart. She witnesses the love of Syamasundara for her. She sees how desperate Syamasundara is without her. She sees how he's just so miserable and crying in her absence. And Radharani is next to Krishna. And then at that time, the locks who serve her, she has beautiful black hair which are in locks, natural locks. They begin to curl out like little snakes out of the turban, and then they fall down. Subal, says Krishna. And then Radharani puts her hand on Krishna's shoulder, and immediately when the touch of Radha on Krishna's shoulder is there, Krishna knows it's my Radha. And in this way, the divine couple meet. This is celebrated all over Vrindavan. It's a very beloved day, pastime. To commemorate this pastime, the deities on one day, all of Radharani are showing the lotus feet, which you can see here, because she is in a man's dress, in Subal's dress. That's the idea. So the the dhari usually is over her feet, no one can see her feet, but on that particular day she's in Subal Vesh, the dress of Subal, and it looks like this. This picture was given to me today by a very dear devotee, Srimati Arrad, and I kept it on the altar. When I looked at it, I said, I will tell the story of this picture. And now we can see. Some give another explanation why Radha has her skirt up. They say, on Gopāstami, Krishna goes with the cows through Vrindavan, and the ground, that's the first time that Krishna herds the cows, that the ground is so muddy with the milk that they have to put their dhoti a little up. Radharani follows Krishna from the distance and puts her skirt up to go through the milk dust road of Vrindavan. So, two opportunities. Now, usually, Srimati Radharani and Krishna is very, Radha is very attached to Krishna, and they meet when they are attached. There is a quotation in Chaitanya Charitamrita which is very beautiful and tells you how attracted Srimati Radharani is to Krishna. Radha is very attracted to Krishna. She likes everything which reminds her of Krishna. For instance, the flute-like murmur of the bamboos which rub together. This flute-like murmur of the bamboo which rubs together steals Radharani's consciousness, for she thinks it to be the sound of my flute, says Krishna. And she embraces a tamal tree, mistaking it for me. But sometimes, to increase the pleasure of Krishna, Srimati Radharani goes into an opposite mood, it's called man. For instance, Krishna wants to be so much together with Radharani that he says, Radha, can you please teach me the art of singing? And then Radha teaches him different notes. And whenever Krishna has to now produce the notes, sing, says Radha, he goes, ten times I have shown you, and 10 times you have failed. And then Shyamasundar smiles and says, maybe I will fail also 11th time when you are not merciful to me. You just want to be together with me. You are not a serious student of music. Go! And she comes into a state called man. That is, her words reject Krishna, but her heart wants so much to be with Krishna. So, then, in that mood, Krishna is so much attracted to Radharani. Even much more than any other time. So once when Radharani went into this loving, what is it, smoldering rejection, Krishna could not see Radha for some time and went to one of her sakis. Is it possible for you to arrange a meeting? And the saki says, no, this time it's very serious. She absolutely does not want to see you. She wants to forget you. She has given away every black zari and black this and black that away. She has even given away the Shalagam Shila from the home altar. Because she just is so much disgusted with you. But that's just Krishna. But Vrindavan, one has to remember me. there are these black tamal trees which remind her certainly of me. The sadhi says, she has ordered all her millions of gopi friends to take white color and paint every single tamal tree and dharam white. But there are the peacocks, says Krishna, with these blue tails. And then there are the cuckoos who have the sound of my voice. Cuckoo. And the black bees. No, said the sakis. She now stays in a forest of champaka trees where there are no peacocks, no cuckoos, and no bees because they don't like the champaka trees. He says, your chances are nil to meet Radharani ever again. She's so determined. But when she remembers me, she will remember my good qualities and will be Krishnarized, like my bhaktas in this world. When they remember me, everything else goes and I'm in their lives. When she will go out and see the blue sky, then she must surely remember me. Radha is no longer walking under the blue sky. Whenever she walks outside, she has a white umbrella. No blue. But, says Krishna, the very instruments of seeing that is the black pupils. Do you know what is a pupil? It's in the eye, the very smallest round thing, the center of the eye. They call it the apple of the eye, I believe. As a pupil, do you know, it sounds like a student, but it's not. It's a pupille in German language. Die pupille. But this is black. If you look into your neighbor's eye, then it's black. So she will remember. Oh, says the sakis, from morning till evening she cries white tears which whitewash her eyes. In this way, nothing black is in her life, not even the pupils. So, in this way, Srimati Radharani sometimes goes in what is called a loving rejection of Krishna. But the sakis are very, very expert. They are very, very, it's one of their duties to break this loving quarrel. And they do things like, they dress up Krishna in, for instance, Krishna comes as a lady and claims she was learning singing in the heavenly palace by Brihaspati, and then has come down to the earth, and she says to the gopis, I know very nice singing, can I sing for your mistress? And then they bring Krishna the dress of a very shy female singer, and then Krishna sings so beautifully, and Radha hears this electrifying voice and then asks, who has taught you the art of singing so nice? Oh, says Krishna, a very high voice. I learned the truth with Brihaspati. There was one very nice singing girl, a female singer, her name was Gandharvika. Gandharvika means demigoddess, but it also is one of the names of Krishna, of Radharani. Radharani looks at Krishna. Krishna is very shyly dressed, with a sari here. And then Krishna does something. so that Radha knows who it is. You know, there's these secret signs, like a flower is here, and that it moves there, and it says something, and so on. Anyways, the divine loving pastimes between Krishna and Radha move between union and separation, and union again to separation. And I would like to tell you one concluding pastime, which has to do with a great devotee of Radharani. You know, the once when Krishna pretended to be a music student of Radharani, and always sang the wrong note purposefully. At that time, Radharani decided to never see him again. She didn't want to be with insincere people. She decided to go into Man, in what is called Mangar. It's here in Varshana. And the only way for Krishna to break Radharani's Man was that Krishna took another form. Krishna took a form of a peacock and started to dance on the other side of Mangar. It's where now the Moor Kutia is, on another hill. And the beautiful devatas came to make the music, and Krishna danced as a peacock, and his feathers came up. The Sakhi said to Radha, who was just sitting there, angry with Krishna, and Man, Radha, there is a peacock on the other hill. He dances. Maybe it's good to see the peacock dancing so that you think of something else than Krishna. Radharani looked at Krishna's peacock dance. And as Krishna was dancing, she understood that Krishna with his dance expressed, I'm so sorry. Now I'm dancing for your pleasure. I have become a peacock for your pleasure. Please give mercy to me. Radharani just melted when she saw Syama Sundar's serious appeal. This was very serious, not insincere. And she adopted the form of a peacock and flew over to the other, a peahen, that's a female peacock, and both of them danced. Now there was one devotee, a great devotee of Radharani in this area of the forest, who always wanted to see this Leela, but where Radha Krishna danced transformed as peacock and peahen. He always wanted to see that. It was his life's desire, but he was blind, so blind. Real blind. So one day, after crying for many years, Radha appeared to him and said, I want you to paint our peacock dance. Paint? Yes, when you paint our peacock dance, you will see it. It will become revealed to you. So this devotee saw Radharani in a wonderful, effulgent form. He threw himself down. He cried that the earth was becoming wet. He said, but how can I paint? I'm blind and I've never painted. Just do my service, said Radharani. Everything else will be given to you. And that everything else? Yes, said Radharani, disappeared. So after the ecstasy was over, it took some days, the ecstasy went away, but the devotee could think again of his mission. And he, with his blind hands, began to dig the ground like this. And he touched not a stick. I don't know how to say it in English. In German, it's a pinsel. Brush. Yes, you know everything. He touched a brush. Then he touched a stone which had minerals on it. And he got everything under the from the earth of brush. He mixed the colors and he started to paint it. As he started to do the service of giving his best to Radha, in Radha's service, he was given everything he needed to complete that service. And now you can go to Morkutia and see this picture. It is available. You can see that. I so much like this pastime because I know that this was Prabhupada's motto. He told us to just try to serve with a genuine motivation to please. And he said, everything else will be given to you. I believe this is also the secret of chanting Hare Krishna. You just do your best and Krishna does the rest. And I want to conclude this evening with a little pastime of a devotee who is now living in Garhwal forest. His name is Ramesh Baba. He's a very nice devotee. He is very friendly associated with Radhanath Maharaj. And I visited Ramesh Baba on Rajmandir Parikrama last year with my bicycle. And we had a nice discussion. And he took me aside and he said, Sachinandan Swami, I just want to forget this world and remember Radha. So Radhanath Maharaj tells a story which I think is very good in relationship to the Holy Dharma. He has written this down in a book about his life. I don't know if it will be published. He's so shy about it. Everyone has asked him, his friends have asked him to publish how he came to Krishna consciousness, which is really... I mean, he's really a sadhu from his past life. You can see it. He lived here like a sadhu for quite some time, also in Vashana. So he describes that at that time, Mangar, where there's now a nice establishment for kirtan, preaching of Rameshwara, it's only a small kutia, Rameshwara, said the boss then. He was living with him for some time. And because the Anat, the hill of Vashana, is sacred, they would never answer the nature's call on the hill. So my story is about the night time. They had put their beds out in the night because it was hot. You know these Brijvasi beds, have you seen them? They are like, you know, like ropes which go one way and the other rope. It's actually very pleasant to sleep on them. It has a certain artistic swing, you know, when they are old especially. So they were just resting in the nature. And so that night came and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning and Radhanath Maharaj had drunken so much water that he had to run out and he had to go all the way down the hill to pass the water at the foothill. When he had gone half the way, he heard it. Or he heard it.
Oh, Krishna.
Yes, Krishna. Or Radha. And then he saw the eyes like coals and he knew it was that one tiger who was in the area. Have you ever heard a tiger in the night, in the jungle, and you are all alone? I did once in South India. Oh, Krishna, that is really, I mean, you already die from fear when you hear that sound. It's just so wild, you know. I also had to go out and a it. I didn't do what I had to do. I just ran back. So, I don't even know if it was a tiger. They said there are no tigers, there are leopards. That's also so encouraging. So, anyways, Radharam, and he came back to Rameshwara and he said, "Tiger!" Rameshwara was sleeping, was getting up, waking up, and said, "I know." "No problem," he said. And then he reached down to the side of his bed. He took a little stick like this up and said, "No problem." Ramesh Baba. So Radhanam said, "Baba, what will you do with a small stick against a big tiger?" Rameshwara gave a very good answer. "I do my best, let Krishna do the rest." So, I'm a small human being, weak, though I give my best, let Krishna do the rest. I think this is a very good motto for our japa retreat. You know, we give our best, let Radha and Krishna do the rest. What do you think, Janardhan?
Very good.
We give this project of our spiritual perfection to in the hands of Radha and Krishna. My dear devotees, stop playing God in your lives. I'm sure if you forget everything about this lecture, this sentence, you will not be able to forget. Give it to Krishna. He is full of mercy. And here in this holy dham of Vashana, we have so much, we have good contact with Srimati Radharani. It's her dham. She has somehow received us from every direction you have come. And it is described, I'm trying to look for the names of Radha, that she's Karunamayi, full of mercy. Or she has a form of compassion. That's another name of her. So please do not worry. If you're here and you call out the holy names to Krishna, Radha and Krishna, they will help. Don't worry. I would now like at the end to request you to say a few, chant a few names of Srimati Radharani. Krishna says, "One name of Radha is worth 1,000 names of mine." He says, "Mama nama sate naiva radha nama satutam yasmadestu saradadam najanetasyakim palam." The name of Radha is superior to hundreds of my names. Even I cannot calculate the result achieved by constantly remembering her name. Let me secretly look on the wristwatch now. Ooh. We are 1 hour too late, but we don't care. It's the end of the retreat. Let me, just before you go to bed, please, just make it a little softer. Before we go to bed, there was something I had to be reminded of. Yes. My dear devotees, we acknowledge that, like all, always on retreats, that questions come up, questions which we can't asked, but we wish to ask them. Questions maybe which we had before the retreat or which developed throughout our time together. And the last Japa retreat, we made a very good experience with a very nice way of asking questions, deep questions. And we spent the last morning to answer the questions between Burijan Prabhu and myself. I forgot to mention Burijan Prabhu has excused himself. As you know, Jagatarini Mataji has a broken knee, and today was needed some association and discussions and so on. So Burijan Prabhu could not participate in this evening, but tomorrow he will be there with me answering the magical basket. What that is that we have a basket. I don't know if it's here now, but we have more diamond baskets now everywhere. And we will place it here. Maybe one of the devotees who are with the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, Adi Purusha, maybe you can put the basket here. There was a flower basket, I remember. or just a plain old cartoon. And in this basket or whatever is there, we will place our questions. You can just write a question down, which is up in your... And Burijan Prabhu suggested that in Europe we did this so often that we don't do it any longer. But it's very, very nice. Please ask a question which is in your mind. The good thing about this is that these questions are well considered. Your time to think about them. And then we will answer the question. We will have the basket between the two of us, and we will just fish a question, or take a question, not fish, take a question, and then we will answer it. Now this program is entirely dependent on questions in the baskets. If there are no questions in the baskets, then we will sit before you and simply smile lovingly. Which is also a good program. So somehow, if you please, it's our mistake, mainly my mistake, because I should have announced it, that I just forgot to tell you. So before the morning program at 7 o'clock, if you can please write a question. Write a question about Krishna consciousness, or best in relationship to the Holy Name. Another thing which I wanted to tell you is, I personally begin to like this retreat so much, it becomes almost like a secret desire. I have now 4 retreats like this in Radha Desh, in America, in Croatia. We will go on a beautiful island, and the island is called Braj. Imagine. Yeah. And we will have a retreat there, and then we will go to them. Vrindavan Vinu, what was the place called? Menla Institute or Menla?
Menla.
It's a beautiful place outside of New York. We will again do something there in America. And at the moment, I don't know, but for sure something also in Braj. I don't know if you know, Krishna has given us a rare thing. He has given us land at the Govardhan Hill. We want to seriously construct a retreat facility where devotees can just be, get their rooms with showers and chant and study and look at Giri Raj. And then from time to time we will be there, Burijan Prabhu and myself, and give retreats, like for instance also the Japa retreat. So we think very much of offering the service to the devotees, and if you are interested in this, you can ask me about more details. So for sure there will be another retreat. Because, see, you can give retreats all over the world, but never ever is it possible to duplicate the dust of Vrindavan's effect. It's not possible. The dust of Vrindavan, the atmosphere of the Dharma, is just totally influencing the spiritual life of each one who participates. And therefore, we wish to do something more here, more often even, before we die.
Hare Krishna.
So good. So for tomorrow, I just want to tell you, it's a very relaxed day. Tomorrow, we start the morning program at 7 o'clock, like always. Then we have the question and answer session, hopefully from the questions in the magical basket. And then we will go around 9:30 to Vrindakund, where our journey started. Is that a good idea?
Yes.
We thought to make a circle this year. We go to Vrindakund, and there we will make a Vedic ceremony, a very touching ceremony, which will empower you, your desires in regards to your japa. This is a kind of ceremony, and Burijan has some surprises. I don't know myself, and even if I knew, I won't tell it. So, good. Thank you for this wonderful day. I will never forget this, sitting there and seeing you and being carried by your sincerity and my own japa. Have a nice rest and see you tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada ki Shri Holi Harinam Prabhu ki Vashanadam ki Srimati Radha Rani ki Hare Krishna. Good night. Have a nice day.